It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasternews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
Welcome to Podcaster News Show, episode 22. My name is Sean Thorpe, and I am with...
This is Jen Thorpe.
And we are heading in a new direction, starting with this episode of Podcaster News Show. What we are going to do is twice a month, when applicable, meaning that there's been enough stuff to cover, instead of doing what we have been doing, which is kind of doing these sort of one-off, you know, take a podcast topic and talk about it or do an interview, to try and kind of bring everything a little more in line with the theme of the website overall. We're going to do kind of a roundup of podcasty news things that, for whatever reason, didn't get covered directly on the website. So, you know, maybe it's a series of news articles that talked about podcasting or just other related things that, while they are relevant, weren't really worth highlighting on the website in a singular post or just other stuff. And we'll collect these over the course of a couple weeks, and hopefully we'll have one out mid-month, and then we'll have another one out at the end of the month, and we'll have, you know, all the links and everything up on the website. So if you want to explore any of these further, then you can just head over to podcasternews.com and find the correct episode number, and all the links will be there, show notes style. So with that, we'll go to our first topic. What do you have, Jen?
I have an article here called Confessions of a Podcast Addict. And I think all of us have felt like a podcast addict at one time or another, as we're all like frantically trying to listen to different shows. This is written by Rebecca Ladd, and it is at The Odyssey Online. And in this article, she's talking about why she loves podcasts, and she lists some of her favorites, not all of them. The article says she's subscribed to 30 different podcasts right now. And I just thought it was interesting that she's sharing the ones that she likes, because it's always nice to hear a list of, you know, what are you listening to? What do you like? The other thing I thought was interesting is that in the first paragraph, you can tell from her article that she doesn't just consume podcasts this way. She consumes other media. She likes movies. She likes books, you know, all these kinds of things. And so podcasts seems to be another extension of, you know, consuming media that she enjoys. And I was wondering, like, how do you keep up with 30 podcasts? And what I can tell from her article is that she has a commute to work. So I think that's what's making it easier for her to consume.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So she's got about, she doesn't have 30 of them here, but she's got, about 15 or so that she especially liked that she's pointed out to you. And you can flip through those if you're looking for a new podcast to listen to.
The only thing I really have to say about the article, or more importantly, the list, is, you know, anytime I see a list relating to podcasts and the first thing on the list is This American Life, I start to go, oh no, another one of these lists that's going to tell me about, you know, basically what is the top, you know, 10, 20 shows on iTunes. But it does get a little more diverse as you go down the list. So
it
anyway,
does. It does. But it does start with, yeah, This American Life, which I don't think I've listened to on a regular basis. I think I've listened to, you know, something here and there. But it's good. So, I mean, if they're starting with that, at least you know they have taste, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, of course, these things are always subjective and relative. So there you go.
Right.
The next item we have here is actually a Reddit thread, and I am not a huge fan of Reddit. I recently, just within the last month or so, created a Reddit account mostly for, I guess you might say, work purposes, but I don't spend a lot of time on there, and, you know, Reddit is Reddit. It's not something that's for me, but regardless, I thought this post on Reddit was kind of funny and also kind of illuminating. So it's called So You Want to Make a Podcast / You Have a Review Request. Now, this was posted by user Captain Q, and he kind of goes off on a bit of a rant about posts from new podcasters, and that is definitely in there, but I think there's also potentially some decent advice in there for new podcasters as well. My assumption is that this person, I'm really not sure who he is, gets a lot of questions. He must be a moderator, or he must have some level of authority within the subreddit, and a lot of people approach him and ask him a lot of questions, and I think he's starting to get he's starting to get a little fed up with being repetitive. But also, again, there is, I think, some useful information here. One of the examples is, he says, remember, it doesn't matter what you say, it only matters what your audience hears. You know, decide who your podcast is for. I think that's kind of important, and then he elaborates on that. Get an editor program, that's pretty simple, but, you know, if you want to improve your overall product and your sound quality and things, learning how to use audio editing software is going to help a lot versus just, you know, plugging your mic into, you know, the cheapest mic you can find into a computer, or using your built-in microphone and recording into, you know, if you're on a Mac, like QuickTime or whatever is the equivalent on Windows. And then he says, listen to your own podcast. That's a really good idea, and practice. And there's just a lot of other stuff here. And I think that it's worth looking over. It is a bit snarky, but I think it was worth looking over. So
Right. And that's the thing that I noticed. And it's on r/podcast if people are looking for that. But I'll have a link in the show notes as well. But yeah, the snarkiness is apparent, which you might expect from Reddit. It kind of seems to go with, you know, the whole thing there. It's definitely interesting. It is laid out in a helpful manner. You know, you could read through this as a brand new podcaster and actually, you know, get some advice that you're looking for. But I was kind of amused, you know, that it's basically an FAQ, a frequently asked questions, but not called that, you know, kind of thing that he's probably been asked 100,000 times. And, you know, his first one is, oh, I'm thinking about making a podcast. And in short, his answer is no, just don't do it. And then the next one is, but I really want to. And he says, okay, do it. You know, and it's just kind of like,
so it is laid out in that kind of.
Yeah, and there's more to it than what I said, but it's interesting. If you've never done a podcast, this might be a good starting point if you happen to enjoy Reddit.
Yeah. So what's next on the list, Jen?
Okay, so next on the list I have an NPR thing, actually. It's their editorial training. They have like a whole series of things you can do to sound like or be like NPR, kind of, you know, it's their guidelines. And they have a whole section here on audio, which is most relevant to what we're talking about today. And it's a bunch of different things you can look at to kind of improve or kind of sound more like NPR or be more like NPR or just make your podcast better or your audio stuff better, whatever you're doing. And so there's like a webinar here you can look at. And there's, you know, there's a lovely little article here called How to Edit with Your Ears, which I thought was a nice title. Good. And it's talking about editing and, you know, that listening can be, you know, edit by ear, listen to it and kind of go, that's not right, you know, and fix it, that sort of thing. There's another one about the examples, 6 NPR stories that breathe life into neighborhood scenes. And I was just, you know, thinking about sometimes you and I will do podcasts, mostly you, honestly, you do them pretty well, and you'll kind of go into the neighborhood and record stuff. And we did one of those fairly recently. And this would be like how to breathe more life into that sort of thing. But it goes on and on and on and on and on. And
it's
there's
very
so
extensive
much stuff
from a lot of different angles. And I think that it's useful to just kind of go through it. I wouldn't try to, you know, power through all of it in a weekend, but, you know, just make a note to every time you got a little bit of free time, just go over there, go over some of the information, because it is very useful. And I want to, you know, stress that they're not going to tell you the, you know, all the secrets, if you will, to getting the quote unquote NPR sound or anything like that. But it's just about kind of how they approach their editorial process and kind of honing, you know, a product before they let it reach the airwaves.
Right.
And I think we could all probably learn something from that.
And I think you could also skim it. Like if you're not an editor, sure, maybe you don't need the edit with your ears thing if someone else is editing your show for you. you know?
Yeah.
It might be interesting to you, but it might not be what you need today kind of thing. But come back to it. You know, maybe you'll be editing later and need that one. And there's just so much good stuff in here. It's just, it's good to scroll through and look at and see if there's something that could help you make your show better.
So the next thing I have here, the article is called These 3D Printing Designers Used Podcasting to Create a Massive Audience Fast. This was written by Cheryl Connor at Forbes. The gist of it is that this was a profile on the creators of a podcast called WTFFF 3D Printing Podcast. And I know that if you have a cynical bent towards things like I do, you're probably going, oh, they were trying to be clever and, you know, try to get all the search results for when people look for WTF with Marc Maron. But as it turns out, the three Fs stand for fused filament fabrication. That's a type of 3D printing. And the article talks about how they use podcasting to promote their business and position themselves as experts in the field. And they claim in the article that they're getting an average 300 plays per day. And if we want to transfer that into downloads per day, then that means that they'd be getting roughly 9,000 downloads a month, which puts them way high, like in probably the top 2% of podcast downloads. My advice, anytime I see stats mentioned by anyone anywhere, is I kind of take them with a grain of salt. And yeah, when they say plays versus downloads, it's kind of like, what is their metric? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. They were able to spin it into getting some coverage in Forbes. And there is a list that I want to quote from here that I think is kind of interesting. These are just tips that they threw out to, I don't know, say that. I don't know. These are specifically things that they focused on to be successful with their show, but they are interesting nonetheless. And it says, find a new growing niche without a lot of strong competition. That makes sense. You must conduct interviews with other industry experts that have a larger social media following. That also makes sense. Must run 5 episodes per week. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it has its benefits. Carefully plan SEO keywords to the weekly theme for episodes. Tracy, that's one of the producers of the show, calls it cluster SEO planning. Wow, not sure about that. But and then lastly, but it also makes sense, great sound and professional editing. So we'll have a link to that. And you can go read the whole article if you'd like. But anyway, there's some interesting stuff there.
And I think with that list, 5 episodes per week, I think, is going to be tough unless you're actually getting paid to podcast. You know,
yeah.
I'm not sure how someone could do that unless they're either getting paid to podcast, or maybe if this is about their 3D printing company, then maybe they're, you know, this is, they're doing okay. And so they have time to do this kind of stuff as well.
I tend to feel that when people get to the 5 episode per week level, and I don't know how long the WTFFFF 3D printing podcast runs. I mean, for all I know, the episodes are 10 minutes long. But when people shoot for that 5 episodes a week mark, they're either at a level where they can really devote a lot of time, obviously, to the podcast, or probably more likely what's happening is they've got a team around them that's helping with all the ancillary stuff. So the editing, the show notes, the booking, all that other stuff, which, you know, there are plenty of ways you can achieve that. You don't necessarily have to be the head of a company that can handle all that. There are services that will help you outsource
that's
some
true.
Of those things.
That's true. That might make it
but
easier.
But I feel like, I always feel like when I see the 5 episodes per week thing and someone is imploring that this is the magical number, I kind of step back and I go, well, I think most podcasters can't really hope to achieve that. The other thing is, personally, I don't really like myself podcasts that update 5 times per week. I'm a lot more of a fan of, I'd rather get one good, you know, 45 to 90 minute, or for that matter, 2 hour a week podcast from you than, you know, 5, 15 to 20 minute or 30 minute long shows. That's just how I feel. So when you see these things, like anything, and, you know, we talk about even with the advice from our friend Captain Q over on Reddit, you know, you can take all of this with a certain grain of salt. I really don't think there are that many absolutes in podcasting, and trying to hit a 5-episode-per-week mark to me is a little insane.
I think so. It is, especially if you're a new podcaster.
Yeah.
And you've got your little niche of whatever that is that's intrinsic to you. If you're brand new in podcasting, you'd have to already know people in the industry that will talk to you on your podcast in order to follow the second one on that list. But I think realistically, if you've never done podcasting before, you've jumped into it, you've got your podcast idea, you're ready to go, I think 5 episodes a week is going to burn you out really fast.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's going to be, and it's going to make it harder to succeed further on. And I just got to say, and this is just me being cynical because this is me, as a writer who does get paid for writing for different clients and suiting whatever their needs happen to be over the years. Anytime I see, plan around SEO, I just cringe. Mm-hmm. I just cringe so badly because I feel like, you know, you need good content. You need to know what you're talking about. You need to make it interesting. You need to fit your audience. You need to do these kinds of things. But to kind of like to plan keywords for SEO and make sure you say them a certain amount of times or put them in a certain number of paragraphs if you're writing it, I kind of feel like the internet in general has gotten this idea that SEO is this magic fairy dust you sprinkle on things and the audience will come. And so it makes me cringe when there's that advice. But that's just me personally. It may be working for them. I don't know. That's just me.
All right. So the last thing on our list for this episode, Jen?
The last one is kind of an ironic thing. this is written by, considering this, and I'll explain in a second. So this is an article titled Podcasts So Meta, They All Cover the Topic of Podcasting Itself. It's written by Harry Duran on Medium, and it's a list of podcasts about podcasting. And here we are on a podcast talking about articles about podcasts.
Yeah, we've really
through
some sort of fifth wall
multi-dimensional
meta.
We've really gone into that actually with this one. So that's kind of a weird way to look at it, but hey, maybe someday we'll end up on his list because here we are podcasting about podcasting and talking about his article about podcasts that are about podcasts.
True, yeah.
So I mean, you know, you can just run from there with it, but it's got some good stuff in here. Some of these have to do with like courses you can take. Some of these have to do with money. You know, I've heard of a few of them. Some of these are new to me. And he's got a little blurb explaining exactly what each one does. So you could scroll through and see if there's something you like in there. There's so many. I would never have guessed, and I'm sure this isn't all of them, but I would never have guessed there were this many podcasts that are simply about podcasting itself.
Yeah.
There are so many just in this article. So many, you know, and I get it. I get why there would be, because there's a lot of new people coming to podcasting, and podcasting's been around since what, 2004 or 2005?
Yeah, 2004 is kind of the officially accepted start date.
Right. So I know there's a lot of people that, you know, are adults now that weren't in 2004 and want to start their own podcast, you know. And every so often you do hear articles about, you know, oh, this is podcasting's big year, or this is the year podcasting gets funding, and that kind of thing. And this makes people want to jump in, and they don't know really like where to start, what to do. They need advice. They need a coach. Maybe they don't know enough about the history of it to kind of know what not to do. So I think this article here would definitely give people a good start. You can kind of pick and choose, you know, what sounds interesting to you and listen to a podcast about podcasting. And it's interesting. He references Being John Malkovich, if you've ever seen that movie.
Right, yeah.
Which I can't even explain. Just go see it or choose not to, depending on how well you like John Malkovich, I suppose. But it's kind of like that, you know. And here we are discussing the article about podcasts on a show about podcasts. And maybe we should wrap things up here, you know.
Yeah, I do want to say, you know, this article is currently titled 37, you know, podcasts about podcasting, but when Harry first published it, it was 28. So I know he's been updating it as, you know, people have kind of stepped up and went, hey, you forgot about me. So who knows if you, you know, depending on when you're hearing this, if you follow up with it through the show notes, maybe it'll be up to 45, 50, 100. I don't know, but it is growing. So anyway, we would like to thank everyone for listening, and you can find the Podcast or News Show at podcasternews.com. And there are links there on how you can get subscribed. The show is available in iTunes, or you can, you know, use the old RSS feed method. You can follow me on Twitter at Shawno, S-H-A-W-N-O. Jen is at Queen of Haiku. I've heard tale that there is a Podcaster News Twitter account at Podcasting News, but it's kind of a ghost. So you can follow it if you want, but it doesn't really do anything. And we don't have any control over that, but who knows? Maybe someday it'll return from its wayward existence, traveling through the long list of podcasts that are so meta. So thank you for listening. And if there's enough stuff to warrant it, we'll be back with you in 2 weeks for another Podcaster News show.
Bye, people.
Thank you.